Now, it's a particular pleasure for me to introduce our next speaker. He was, I think, the first trade union leader, one of the first trade union leaders to support the Stop the War Coalition, and the first to say that because of the war, Tony Blair should resign, an opinion which is now shared by most of the British people, according to today's opinion poll. And it's someone who let me say I am proud to have worked with for the last 3.5 years. Will you please welcome the General Secretary of ASLEB, Nick Riggs. Comrades, sisters and brothers, well, it's indeed a pleasure to be here today, again, to bring you the fraternal greetings of my union ASLEB and the Executive Committee. And you know, let's give thanks to people who have carried this fight on all of the years, fighting against American colonialism, fighting against injustice, fighting against wars and terror. The real terrorists are the governments of the United States and Britain who support an illegal war. And you know, with all the injustices that we see in the world, you know, if there was ever a recognition that there should be an international coalition force, and that is to remove Israel out of Palestine. We see the lies, we see the treachery, we see everything that they can throw against us. Well, we're not going away. We may lose positions in the movement, but that doesn't mean that you stop the right fight for justice. Comrades, there will be some of us at the Labour Party this week. There will be some of us that will be wanting to debate this issue. There are those in control who don't want this issue to be debated. Well, how can you talk about democracy if you don't allow democracy in the party? And I'm going to say one final thing, comrades. When you look at the banners and you look at the posters, I feel, for the first time, part of a majority. Blair must go! Blair must go!